This week, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo released a report that says as far back as the Pataki administration, top officials at the New York State Police Department have been tainted by politics. Governor Patterson requested the investigation after disclosures that during the Spitzer administration, the state police tracked the daily movements of Republican political rival Senate Majority Leader Joseph Bruno. Much of the Cuomo report focuses on the activities of Daniel Weiss, who commanded Governor Pataki's protection unit and went on to be the Inspector General of the New York Power Authority. With us now to talk about the fallout of the report is WNYC's Bob Henley. Hi, Bob.
It was a jam-packed 11 pages.
It was a jam-packed introduction there. Spitzer, Pataki, Patterson. What's the nature of the political interference that Attorney General Andrew Cuomo was referring to? Is there criminality involved?
Well, the central allegations go back to Daniel Weiss, who you mentioned in the introduction, who led the Executive Protection Unit during the Pataki administration. The report from Cuomo lays out allegations that Weiss used the unit of the Executive Protection Unit to get involved with criminal investigations that were already underway by other law enforcement agencies into aspects of the Pataki campaign, particularly a very high-profile federal investigation where they were involved with speaking with witnesses and trying to get a sense of what was going on and developing, if you will, political intelligence around this case where there were allegations made that campaign contributors who were looking for, special consideration for relatives who were in prison or looking for parole, that there had been this quid pro quo. Also, there is a discussion in the report of what happened to upstate Congressman Republican John Sweeney. You may remember there was a case where the domestic violence call was made and involving his household, and it was in the middle of a heated campaign. The allegations are in the Attorney General's report that that report just disappeared and a sanitized version was put in. So to say criminality, well, you know, messing with records is a question. What's the line between political interference and a felony? It remains to be seen, because in the case, we still have three senior state police officials who are taking the Fifth Amendment, and other individuals, including the superintendent under Spitzer, former acting superintendent Preston Felton, who won't talk about it, who didn't answer investigators' questions. So there's more questions than answers in this report.
Governor Patterson was in the city today. This is what he had to say about the report's release.
It did seem to be an unnecessary politicizing of the state police, but only from really just a few sources which the Attorney General identified. So I'm very pleased with the report, and I am relieved that what may have appeared to have been a greater problem was not as serious as we thought. But at the same time, there was a problem that, if not addressed by the Attorney General's report, was like an infection that would have spread.
So wait, is he downplaying this?
Indeed he is, but one of the things that has happened is that one of the aspects of the report that was brought out is it's not just a handful, it's at the highest level, and you have individuals still not cooperating with the investigation. A person who took the Fifth Amendment was a person, David S. Mack, who was appointed, was a Pataki fundraiser, a major developer, a principal at Mack Kelly. He took the Fifth Amendment. He had been named by Pataki to an unpaid position high up in the command structure of the New York State Police. And Cuomo reports that putting this, as the Attorney General characterized it, this person who was unqualified from a law enforcement standpoint to be in this high-level position really demoralized everybody in the state police, who were rank-and-file officers who had earned their position. Now, today, Patterson has asked for David S. Mack, who happens to sit on the Port Authority and is co-chairman of the MTA, has asked him to step down because of the fact that he's taken the Fifth Amendment and has refused to cooperate with investigators. Mack is apparently going to stay. Just got a statement now from his spokespeople saying that he's done nothing wrong. He's just used his constitutional rights. And he even has a support letter from a retired PBA chief from the New York State Police saying that Mack did all kinds of things to improve the quality of facilities for the state police.
What's the status of the attorney? Attorney General's probe now? I had asked you about criminality. No charges yet filed?
Oh, no charges. This is an information report that went back to the governor, but it does lay out something because Mr. Weiss went on to become Inspector General of the Port of the New York Power Authority. And during that period of time, it's alleged in the Attorney General's report that the Power Authority and Weiss did not cooperate. And at this point, Cuomo believes he raised the phrase potential obstruction of justice investigation into the Power Authority because it's alleged that they facilitated Weiss not complying with requests from Cuomo to produce information that he had. And, I mean, apparently Weiss was involved with running this executive protection unit well into the Spitzer administration, some 400 phone calls to the people who were running it, even under Spitzer. So there's a kind of permanent executive protection force that this report sketches out, and that's troublesome.
WNYC's Bob Henley, thanks so much.
Thanks.